I had a cottage later on, and this poem was written, I think, out of a trouble I had. Sometimes when it would get very late, it was a three-bedroom cottage, and I would have to go back to this very late at night, and I would find I had trouble going into it. It seemed very dark and bleak some nights. And it rains a lot, you know, in Ireland, so I don't have to tell you that. The sky behind it. When it rains, you remember snow. Always there is a tree behind it, and the slant of roofs thickening, piling on sleep so the bed drifts, and you fall again into the best saving shape. Today you noticed yourself at a distance, and the others in the foreground, just appearances, walking so out of harm and hope, they rose as if as after a dying you saw happening to yourself alone in a far room. This knowing that whatever you do, it means more than could possibly happen. That thought and the satisfaction of music through and around the house. If the air would empty, you could be there as a listening that would move with the rooms. To stay apart is to dream of the house no one lives in. You notice the snow so includes each momentary conclusion, each breathtaking entry, that something lasts. For once, you don't discuss it with anyone. You go in. You look out the window and see yourself coming up beside the house to knock at the window. You let yourself in. You do, and the house shows through, dissolving behind the scenes to the harmony of a set table, space for a sigh, the vine, the sky behind it. So the happy ending arrives like a membership you suspected all along. The house is empty. You let yourself in. You do. You go in.